With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A major Democratic primary race in New York turned out to be no race at all. George Latimer has easily defeated Representative Jamal Bowman in a primary that highlighted the party's deep divisions over the war in Gaza. Latimer had entered the race with the backing of a number of Jewish leaders. A judge has altered Donald Trump's gag order in his New York criminal case.
Just ahead of this week's presidential debate, Manhattan Judge Juan Marchan cleared the way for Trump to comment publicly about witnesses and jurors in the criminal trial that led to his felony conviction. In his ruling, the judge wrote that the gag order was meant to protect the integrity of the judicial proceedings. But now that the trial is over, those protections are no longer necessary. However, the former president is still barred from talking about court staffers, the prosecution team, and their families until he is sentenced next month. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, North Korea apparently is at it again, attempting to launch yet another suspected ballistic missile. But something went wrong this time.
In the latest in a series of weapons demonstrations by the North, South Korea says that North Korea fired another ballistic missile into their eastern waters, but says the launch likely ended in failure. No details were given on why that assessment was made. South Korea also says that North Korea floated balloons likely carrying trash across the border for a second consecutive day. The launch comes after a new security agreement between North Korea and Russia, and as the United States, South Korea, and Japan are about to start a new round of trilateral military training exercises. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. Franklin Graham wrapping up a trip to the UK.
The popular evangelist preached the gospel to some 7,000 people in Glasgow over the weekend. Earlier this month, he held a similar event in Birmingham. Meanwhile, in the UK, Graham is also announcing he's starting a new fund to defend religious freedom in the British Isles. There are growing concerns in England and Scotland about new hate crimes laws that would threaten Christians' right to talk about their faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Evangelicals, pro-family advocates, and conservatives reacting to the mixed feelings to the Supreme Court decision to take up the issue of transgenderism. Some are welcoming the High Court's plan to consider a Biden administration challenge to Tennessee law barring the use of puberty blockers to help a child live as the opposite sex. Others fear the justices will side with the administration, invalidating similar bans in other states. This is SRN News. A major Ford truck recall.
The automaker is recalling more than 550,000 F-150 pickups because the transmissions can unexpectedly downshift to first gear no matter how fast the trucks are going. The recall covers certain F-150s from the 2014 model year.
That is correspondent Rich Thomason, who says letters to vehicle owners should start going out early next month. Federal food safety regulators warning Bimbo Bakeries USA to stop using misleading labels that say products contain potentially dangerous allergens when they don't. Bimbo, company behind major baked good brands like Sara Lee, Thomas, Oro Wheat, and many others, FDA inspectors found the company listed ingredients such as sesame or tree nuts on labels when they really weren't there. More details at SRNnews.com.